White Lilac by Cecilia Sahlström is read by Carolyn Stoltz for Saga Egmont.
Chapter 1. He was walking on top of the old city wall that ran along Gyllenkroks allé and through Lund City Park on his way to Mejeriet. His walk was slightly uncoordinated, typical for a boy who has yet to become a man. The determined yet insecure youth found himself somewhere between adulthood and childhood. He wasn't able to fully distinguish where the line between boy and man was drawn, but he was completely convinced by his greatness and unique personality. His shoes were brand new and white. He was humming a melody, happy and totally at peace. The sun was rising in the east. The sky above the horizon was pink and red, while the sky above his head was still dark blue. He left the old city wall and headed into the park, skipping over a puddle. The park was in full bloom and leaves crowded the branches of the bushes, creating a network full of secrets. The boy, gangly youth personified, strolled into the park without haste and filled with confidence in life. Here and there, the roots of the different trees and bushes had created cozy and cave-like structures big enough to sit in. That would be a great place to sit with a girl, he thought and sighed. He loved summer. Summer break was upon him. He had shaved his head, and now his hair was only a couple of millimeters long. His stubble was dark, almost black. A thin white line on his scalp glistened in the light from the rising sun. A long time ago, he had fallen from a tree. He ran his hand over the scar. It was smooth and hairless. The boy suddenly froze. He stopped humming and his heart skipped a beat. Out of the corner of his eye, he had seen something white. Something that looked out of place in all the greenery. He turned his head to the left. A foot. It was a foot. He was sure of it. He suddenly felt slightly nauseous, but he forced himself to look at the cave-like hollowness in the larch rhododendron bush where he had seen the foot. The boy wasn't sure what to do, but he carefully took a couple of steps towards it and squatted down to get a better look. A girl was lying on the ground in front of him. Her body was curled up in the fetal position and her left leg was outstretched. Her chest moved slowly up and down. He stared at her while desperately trying to find his phone. Something trickled out of her mouth, turning her chin almost black. Blood, he thought. That must be blood. His fingers trembled as he dialed 112, the Swedish emergency number. Pick up, pick up, he breathed heavily. Emergency services, this is Stefan speaking. What's your emergency? When the boy heard the calm and friendly voice of the man on the other end of the line, he gasped for air and said,
There is a naked girl in Lund City Park, just next to Mejeriet.
Okay, can you please give me some more information? The voice kept calm.
Just between the old city wall and the bath leading away from Mejeriet. You have to hurry. She is breathing strangely, slowly, and blood is trickling out of her mouth. A lot of blood.
Johannes kept looking at his watch. The girl was still breathing, slowly. She wasn't moving. He didn't dare to touch her. Suddenly, Johannes saw a shadow. He leaned forward and squinted his eyes. Then he saw a dark silhouette against the greenery. Johannes froze. Chapter 2. He ran. His body felt light and his mind was clear and sharp. Zigzag, he thought, confuse them. He ran like a gazelle through the park, along the footpath and then over the grass, through the trees, past some bushes and out of the footpath again. He ran as if the ground was on fire. Once he reached the beach, he turned around and ran up onto Svanegatan and along it, still light on his feet and as quietly as he could. He turned left on Grönegatan. His breath pounded inside of his head. Could it be heard as loudly from the outside? He wondered to himself. What did she think?